For many lovers of classical music, the Czech Republic is the land of Dvořák and Smetana. Fans of more modern music may know Leoš Janáček or Bohuslav Martinů. It may seem, though, that since the middle of the 20th century, creation and even interest in orchestral music has all but died out in this country. The Prague-based Burke Orchestra is trying to change this by offering the public a unique approach to contemporary music, experimenting with form and setting, supporting young composers, and developing musical tastes of the youngest audience members. Conductor Petr Vrabel founded the Burg Orchestra in 1995, but it took some time for the idea of trying something new to develop into a full-fledged and respected musical ensemble.
We first came together with Professor Riedelbauch and with my friend Petr Bogina, and our first goal was not really to found an orchestra. We wanted to get involved in new projects, play new music that was around then. We first just went from one concert to the next, and only later did the orchestra that exists now come into being.
Today, it is a full-fledged orchestra that approaches every season with a new energy and curiosity. The Burg Orchestra team experiments not only with the music, most of which is new, but also with the spaces it is played and the context it appears in. Besides classical performances in standard concert halls, Burg plays in museums or theater stages, in churches and synagogues, accompanying sometimes screenings of silent films, sometimes dance performances or exhibits. The main goals of the artistic and organizational staff is both to advance contemporary music composition in the Czech Republic and also to attract a wider audience for this type of music. The orchestra's director, Eva Keslova, says working closely with the locations for the performances is an important part of their work.
We choose the spaces according to the program, but also sometimes we choose the space and then try to figure out what would be the best program for the space. This is one of our assets. We try to present interesting spaces so that people really have the need to come. Every concert is at a different space within one season, so that's also interesting.
The Burg Orchestra goes the extra mile to make both the music and space come alive for their audience.
We also offer accompanying events. For example, if we have a concert in a non-traditional space, we offer an architectural guided tour, or we offer workshops with the composers, for example, when there is an untraditional instrument, etc. So we try to make the evening an outstanding event.
Many of the performances each season are also premieres of Czech and foreign contemporary music. Many times, Petr Vrabel does not simply commission a composition, but first thinks of a project or a setting that the piece would appear in. This was the case, for example, with the project M is 4, where the orchestra worked closely with the popular contemporary dance troupe 420 People.
My rádi spolupracujeme s tanečníkmi a s inými jako...
We like working with dancers and other groups of actors or visual artists. I came up with the idea for this show after seeing a performance by 420 people. So we worked on the idea for a project with Natasha Novotná and Václav Kuneš. I then began thinking which composer would be good for this. Choosing Jan Trojan was completely instinctual, and I think the combination worked perfectly.
The performance involves not only the combination of the music and dance, but also the musicians themselves.
One of the things that I wanted was for the musicians to be more involved in the dance or the movements. So Jan actually composed the music from the beginning, in such a way that the musicians would be able to move from one place to another and would not get lost in the score. Of course, they knew that their movements weren't dance, but Natasha, the choreographer, worked with them to find the types of movements that would look natural.
In addition to featuring new works by young Czech composers throughout the year, a few years ago the orchestra decided to give their work additional promotion. They began a competition called Newberg that presents 7 or 8 premieres that the orchestra played during the preceding season. The public is then given a chance to listen to all of the pieces online and in a public space and vote on their favorite ones. Though Eva Keslova says the competition itself is not necessarily the main point.
We understand this not really so much as a competition, but also as a promotion of new music. And I feel that it's very important, especially in the Czech Republic, where contemporary music is not that popular because people don't know it.
The winners of the 2012 Newberg competition were announced last week. Petr Vajsar won both the public award and the main jury prize for his piece 8 Sentences on Fans, and the excerpt you just heard is from that piece. Eva Keslova told me that Newberg is also an opportunity for the Berg Orchestra to work more closely with school children.
We contact their teachers and offer them special kind of cookbooks, how to work with those particular works in their classrooms. We offer them ideas what to do with the children, their games, their interesting facts on the new works. And we also offer them voting sheets for the children and encourage them also to react to all the works and the competition.
This year, one group of students even sent in a video with their own music piece, which they created as a response to one of the competing compositions. Newberg even introduced a special youth prize this year for the piece that was most popular among the children voters. Jan Dušek's music accompanying a silent film, Ost und West, became its first recipient. And hearing it, maybe you can tell why. The winning pieces will be performed at the season opening of Berg Orchestra on the 13th of March at the Liechtenstein Palace in Prague. Of course, listening to the works performed by the orchestra and talking to its enthusiastic members, it's easy to be completely engulfed by the world of contemporary music. But the reality is that this type of art is still seemingly exotic and almost inapproachable for many people. Eva Keslova thinks that the approach to contemporary music is changing in this country, though the progress may be slow.
I would say it's getting better. When we started presenting new music to Czech audiences, we were rather exotic. Today, there are more groups, rather chamber music groups. Contemporary music is still scarce at the Czech stages. But I have big hopes for the future. because our concerts are full and people react in a wonderful way. So I think it's mainly their fear that they won't understand the music that hinders actually many people from listening to contemporary music.
If you are one of those people, you can give it a try with the Berg Orchestra this year. For example, at a concert for an original new instrument, Raketon, at the Docks Contemporary Art Gallery in April. Or at a dance and musical performance entitled Labyrinths that will take place at the Faculty of Architecture in September. There are also many other performances in between. The main thing is to give it a try.
Thank you.